How do you consider your health? Fair, good, or very good?
The answers to the questions Dr. John Robbins asks could tell women about the risk of fracturing a hip in the next 5 years. Dr. Robbins works at the University of California. He and researchers from other institutions studied more than 100,000 postmenopausal women to see what factors increase their chances of fracturing a hip.
Clearly, the major factor is age, and that older you get, the more likely you are to have a fracture.
The World Health Organization reports greater incidence of hip fractures in rich countries than in poor ones. But the World Health Organization projects the number of hip fractures to quadruple in the next 40 years because of the increasing numbers of older people. Hip fractures can lead to disability and place a major economic burden on healthcare systems worldwide. Medications are available to prevent them, but they're expensive and they have side effects.
Have you ever taken insulin or other treatment for diabetes?
No, I have not.
Great.
That's why Dr. Robbins wanted to develop a computer program to help predict who is likely to suffer a fracture.
We took all the information from the approximately 100,000 women in the observational trial and then looked at whether they went on to have hip fractures, and were able to come up with a list of factors that predispose them to hip fracture. They may not be the causes, but they were associated with the hip fractures. And then we went on to test this in the women in the intervention trials.
The researchers found many factors beyond age to consider, among them race. White women were found to be at greater risk, so were thinner and taller women, smokers, diabetics, and sedentary women. Even a woman's perception of how good her health is plays a role. When all factors are entered, the program estimates the risk. Dr. Robbins says more testing is needed to make sure the predictions are accurate. His hope is the test could help reduce the risk of hip fracture, early death, and the expense involved in caring for someone with a hip fracture. The Journal of the American Medical Association published the study. Carol Pearson, VOA News.